In Turkey, leaders are promising to clean up waters that have been clogged with a thick, slimy layer of organic matter. It is known as sea snot. The surface goo rises from organisms on the seafloor, and it's threatening marine life and the livelihoods of those who work on the water. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports scientists blame pollutants and rising temperatures and say it could take years to clean up.
On a recent visit to one of Istanbul's many coastal neighborhoods overlooking the Sea of Marmara, I found one of the creeks leading to the sea there covered with a greenish layer of mucus-like sludge.
This is Istanbul's Kalamush neighborhood, and the Marmara is entering into a creek here. It's a beautiful neighborhood, but the creek itself is covered with mucilage.
That's mucilage as in marine mucilage, also known more colorfully as sea snot. And it's both ugly to look at and dangerous to marine life. Just up the coast, charter boat captain Erkan Akin is tending to his boat. He says the government did send machines to clean up the harbor recently, but that doesn't do anything about what's beneath the surface. And anyway, he adds through an interpreter, the wind blows the stuff on the surface into new places every day.
In this area, when it's lodos, which is the south wind, it goes toward the land and goes inside here. And then if it's the north wind, which is poyrus, then it goes out, toward the out sea.
He says wherever it goes, it's bad news for fishermen, and it could get worse.
Yeah, it's bad news. But we haven't seen the fish dying yet. But once the water gets suffocated, I think we're going to see the fish dead as well.
Fishermen have noticed smaller amounts of mucilage for several years. But marine scientist Bayram Ozturk says the explosive growth could lead to mass mortality of some ocean creatures.
Mussel, oysters, scallops, sea urchins, sea stars, etc. And some fish species as well.
The sea snot is caused by an explosion of living organic matter. Ozturk says reasons for the surge include the ocean dumping of untreated sewage, as well as the rise in temperature due to climate change. He says the danger isn't limited to Turkey. Mucilage has been seen not just in the Marmara, but in the Aegean Sea.
This is an important issue because Aegean Sea is important for Turkey, not only Turkey, but also for Greece.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has addressed the issue, promising to clean up the seas, as Turkey did earlier in another waterway, the Golden Horn.
Did we do this in the Golden Horn? We did. Hopefully we will save our sea from the mucilage scourge. If it spreads to the Black Sea as well as the Marmara, the trouble will be great. We must do this without delay.
Some experts estimate a minimum of 5 years' effort will be required, plus long-term changes to prevent it recurring. At a harbor cafe overlooking the Marmara Sea, Zeki Ischis sits with a fellow longtime fisherman. He says he's been making his living off the water for 43 years. But even before this latest crisis, he could see the writing on the wall for old-fashioned hook-and-line fishermen like him.
Olta balıkçısı Türkiye'de bitti gibi bir şey. Biz son nesiliz. Yaş ortalamamız 60.
We're the last generation of this kind of fishing in Istanbul. Look, I'm 60, he's 60-something. No one wants to do it. You have to wake up so early. But my body's like a clock. I wake up at 4 each morning.
Now he worries that if this sea snot problem isn't solved, retirement could be looming for many fishermen, not just the old-timers like him. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.